Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of August 2nd, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. The actual factual
news team is back. Everybody is back at their home base and ready to bring you some amazing news stories once again. Here, back with us after finishing a sabbatical to the wonderful country of Mexico. Back with us here in the USA, it's Father Nature, Pickleball's top influencer and star of Challenge USA. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I like to call the show the Tyson Apostle Show USA.
Mm-hmm. Tyson USA.
Tyson USA. Yeah, I'm doing good. It's great to be back where internet works. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I do miss the beach, but beach will be there. Next time we go, it'll still be there. Happy to be here and creating top-notch content for our listeners.
Yes. Okay. Tyson, great to have you back in the USA. We missed you. I speak for all of the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, America.
Yes. And then back from spending time with the entire Bryson family, it's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, it's good to be back in civilization where the internet flows freely and you can just dip your hands into it and sip from it whenever you want at high speeds.
Yes.
It's amazing how much I read this book once. Who wrote it? Dan Simmons. Was it Hyperion? Anyway, in the book, they have a thing that's kind of similar to the World Wide Web and it just disappears one day and people go absolutely bonkers when that happens. And when you get the internet taken away a little bit, you can kind of get a sense for how that would be.
You're
constantly enraged all day long, and so I could see the world, the more as we get more immersed and we're all like in our sim suits and we're all wearing our VR goggles, if one day all that stimulation were to disappear, we'd probably all go absolutely bonkers, just crazy. Because I brought this up with some of my family members. Is it worse to have a little bit of internet, just a little bit of hope, like Bane tries to give Gotham? Or is it better to have no hope and there's just no internet, just darkness?
Well,
which one's better?
I think if you're getting something from the super slow internet sometimes, then that's kind of better. Like you can still get updates once in a while. You can still read the news.
You get text messages like
emails,
3 hours after they were sent.
Sure. But
it is frustrating looking at a phone, loading a page.
Oh, yeah.
We were used to that in the late 90s. We're like, oh, yeah, this is just dial up. This is what happens. But now
I refreshed my email. Now just wait
10 minutes, upload a song,
and I'll check it.
Yeah. But it is frustrating in this day and age to look at a screen and watch that progress bar. It's might be the new form of torture. They're probably doing something like that in Guantanamo. Like, here, you can contact your friends.
How is the internet at Guantanamo?
They're like, you can contact your friends using the internet. And then the terrorist gets on the internet. And he's like, it's not loading. And it's like, the bar just goes slowly. He's like, no.
No, or it says connected, but no internet access or something
right
like that.
Right at the end. Mm-hmm. After you've been watching the bar.
Yeah, I'm on the network. I'm on the router. Yeah. But it seems like that there's no internet.
Yes.
Like, I'm connected to the router.
Exactly. Or
and that happened several times where I would sit there and watch a page load and then would say, you have no internet connection. Well, why didn't you tell me that 5 minutes ago? Just enough.
You give them an iPhone and you say you can text message anybody.
Do whatever you want.
All of your evil cohorts have Apple phones too. We got them all Apple phones. And you go on to send them a message and it is a green button instead of a blue button when you hit send.
You don't know what the hell just happened to your message.
You don't know what happened or why, because you know both parties have an Apple phone. So why is it green? And then you send it. And then 10 minutes later, it's like, this did not send. And you're like, no.
Yeah,
send as text message.
Send as SMS. Yes.
We've recently had to add to our emergency kit that we just had to get a DVD player because we recently had a 24-hour we had a 24-hour internet outage and we had nothing to do. And it's like, boy, we don't have any media here. So yeah, I got a
that's really smart, Rob.
It's really smart.
I got a DVD player from Walmart for $34.
And I've never heard anyone DVDs?
Doing that. No, we have to go to Redbox.
Do Redboxes exist?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they do in North Carolina.
They do in really shady gas stations. I've noticed, at least in the West. You're like, if I go over to that Redbox, I'll be stabbed.
Yeah.
It's in the darkest corner of this gas station.
So that's where we're headed, to the Redbox after the next time where the internet goes out.
Dude,
and the Redbox has that weird peekaboo curtain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember? Yeah, blocks out the sun.
Peep show.
That was
peep
always so strange.
Mm-hmm. What if you? What if Rob? Because I think you're onto something.
I think he is too.
What if the currency of the future is DVDs? We think it's cigarettes or ammunition or something like that, but it ends up being DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Entertainment. Yeah, will be important.
Yeah. I have all my CDs still that I've ever bought in my life.
Yeah. In reality, the reason why we bought the DVD player was because yesterday was my wedding anniversary and my wife wanted to watch our wedding DVD. And we had but for me, I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do that. But really,
you were on to a great idea. I think everyone should have in their emergency supply, because they always talk about all this food you'll never eat unless you're starving. They should also include DVDs, something you'll never watch unless you're starving for entertainment.
Yeah, maybe I should go to like Goodwill and like stock up on DVDs. Yes.
Well, yeah, listen to this.
Barter your way out of murder when the system goes down with DVD players.
Mm-hmm. If the system goes down tomorrow, though, Rob's family is stuck just watching his wedding video on repeat.
Yes. I mean, we do have a VCR here, but then they can only just watch like old Survivor tapes.
Ooh. That's...
Yeah, the VHS, I think that's too old of a technology. I think you stick with DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
VHSs can damage too easily with the ribbon ripping or something.
Sure, sure. But they're here. We have the stockpile. All right. Well, let's start to talk about some of the news stories at this hour that we're covering. And so this was a big travel story and has to do with some declaring or not declaring that was going on, as a person was traveling from Indonesia to Australia and they have been handed down a fine of the equivalent of $1,874 for not declaring two McDonald's Egg McMuffins that were found in their luggage when arriving to the airport.
That's because you're transporting industrial chemicals and you just can't do that. Because we know that these Egg McMuffins, left alone for 30 years, will remain perfectly intact. Mm-hmm. And I think that indicates there's probably some chemical you're not allowed to take across borders.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Danny, it sounds like you're siding with a big airport.
Big airport security.
Yeah.
No, heck, when I very first saw this headline, I couldn't click on it because I was in California. I had no internet. Mm-hmm. But when I very first saw it, I thought that they had discovered $1,800 with Egg McMuffins. Just that's how quickly I scanned it.
Or $800 worth of Egg
McMuffins. Yeah, something like that. Delicious. So it took me getting home and having the internet to realize that it was not that. It was, in fact, someone being fined. But what I didn't understand is what threat... Like, is it value? Like, is it like you have to declare $10,000? Does it say somewhere you have to declare any fast food items? I mean, where does the fine come from? Where's the rule that brings about the fine?
They tightened some of the food security, the biosecurity rules, after a foot and mouth disease outbreak in Indonesia spread to Bali. And so... that they said that there was a range of undeclared risk products. And I guess that this was on there. Like, what does it come down to? What if you have almonds in your on your person?
The tightest customs I ever went through was in New Zealand.
How tight was it?
It was, she asked me if I had enough money to be in New Zealand. I was required to have enough money for my stay. She also asked me where I plan to stay at random points during my time. She also asked to see my all my outdoor equipment. I had to take out my bike and show them the wheels to make sure there was no dirt on them, show them my tent, show them my boots. I had to take all this out. This is at customs. Have you ever experienced anything to that level? Mm-hmm. And so I'm not surprised that Australia, a neighboring country, also probably has tight regulations. Maybe they're looking for Egg McMuffins. They're having you take out everything in search of food items.
Is it the meat? Is that the problem?
Is it even meat?
Well, there was meat because this was a beef Egg McMuffin and a ham Egg McMuffin. Yeah.
Do they make beef?
We don't even have that. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's different.
A beef sausage McMuffin and a ham croissant.
Hmm. Well, I mean, if there's a huge outbreak and people are warned beforehand, then sure, that makes sense. But if you just spring it on them, then that's a little different. When I traveled back and forth to and from Europe, I would go into London. And one time I had like an 8-hour layover in London. And so I was like, oh, I'll go out, I'll drive around the city, take a tour, and then I'll come back to the airport and be on my way. And same thing, I went to customs and the guy was like, where's the address that you're staying here? I was like, I have an 8-hour layover. Here's my ticket. I'll be back. I'm going, well, you need an address. Otherwise, I can't let you out. For real, dude? And I was like, okay, well,
where do you live?
Yeah. And I was like, I was like, okay. And I was like, the palace. And he was like, no. And then I like, he was like, do you
Where
have,
the queen
but he also asked me like, do you have enough money? Like they, oh, okay. He also checked
so
that.
Do that
yeah.
Else.
He's like, do you have enough money? I was like, yes. But they just made sure I had a credit card or a huge wad of cash. Those were like the two requirements.
But so they didn't say anything when you showed back up with 10 pounds of horse meat.
No, but he wouldn't let me out. And I was like, this is crazy. So I went, so all I did was I left him and went to the next customs agent and they immediately let me through.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I go to the subway to get to town and I go to buy a ticket and the guy is like, so what are you doing? The guy selling me a ticket. I was like, oh, I'm just going to see the city. He's like, if you wait here 2 hours, the tickets are half price because it's not during rush hour. I was like, well, I only have like a limited amount of time. So I just will pay and go see. He's like, no, you should wait. And he wouldn't sell me a ticket because he thought he was doing me a favor by not selling me a $150 ticket to the city. And I was like, I'll just pay that. And he's like, no, if you wait to sit there and wait 2 hours and then you can. And I was like,
he didn't understand.
And so actually, I just turned around and went back into the airport.
Tyson brings up a great point.
Sat there for 8 hours.
Yes.
The people at McDonald's at the airport should have warned this guy, hey, are you going to Australia? I can't sell you this beef sausage.
The like, person really at McDonald's helpful. In Indonesia needs to know the rules of like,
I'm guessing he bought at the airport, right?
Yeah, see how long the flight is. Cause if that seems like a long time to just let those.
If I'm at McDonald's, I'm assuming that you are buying these Egg McMuffins and you're going to eat them. You're not taking them, you know, to go to another country.
But it would have been helpful if you're like, oh, just by the way, I'm assuming he bought this at an airport McDonald's. If you buy this beef sausage, you will be fined in Australia if you can't finish it by then.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just claim that they're not yours? Somebody put those in there.
Oh, I left my bag alone in the airport for a couple hours. I don't know what happened to it. Someone must have jammed some egg.
I felt something behind me as I was carrying my bag.
Oh, this bag's not mine. Some guy asked me to take it.
Yes, exactly.
His sister would pick it up. And they were smuggling in sausage McMuffins.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I did speak to like about a 6'6" clown with like red hair and a nose. And he gave me this. He said, hold it. Like, okay, sure.
Yeah, he said, once I got through customs on the Australia side, there'd be a clown there to accept to the McMuffins.
I would love to see. Just clowns, like the most inconspicuous person there. Just a big old clown. Just having people ferry sausage McMuffins across the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Our McDonald's here still has a Ronald McDonald statue.
Oh, that you can sit on?
It's inside. It's up high. And
a pie?
It's up high, like in pie. The play place. Yeah. My daughter's, especially Marlo, is just like, does he live there? What does he do? And I was like, that's not a real person.
Do they worship a clown?
Yeah, they do probably. I mean,
the church.
Don't we all kind of? Google says it's a 5.5 hour flight to Australia from Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
That's too long. You let after 30 minutes, not even 30 minutes, after 1.5 minutes, mm-hmm. if you haven't started consuming your sausage egg McMuffin,
yeah,
just throw it away.
Right.
There's a shelf life on these? You said there was no shelf life on these.
Well, there isn't. You can perfectly preserve them, but I'm saying if you want them to taste good.
Yeah, I don't think you can keep meat out for 6 hours.
Well, you shouldn't. It's going to be growing bacteria. Regular meat.
It's going to be growing foot, hand, and mouth disease pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. So you shouldn't be able to bring any meats that have been out for 6 hours into Australia.
So that's the rule. Mm-hmm. They were like, if you would have bought these mid-flight from somewhere, you'd be fine.
Don't take your old meat out in Australia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Old meat. Wow. I don't mind it, but I don't think that the fine is. I think
that's
throw
excessive.
Them away. Yeah. It's like, take these aren't allowed. We're tossing them in the trash. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Handle them with the gloves, throw them in the trash. As the passenger walks away, pluck them out of the trash and eat them.
Yeah. Why not round up the fine? It says here that you can be found in breach, could issue an infringement notice of up to $2,664.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but is that
I'm assuming that's Australian dollars.
Australian dollars, yeah. Okay. You would like it like a round number, like 2,500 or 3,000
yes.
Australian dollars?
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, this is such an arbitrary number to come up with.
Yeah, but it's maybe the guy who came up with the number isn't OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And he just knows that this will just punish people even more. Yeah, this will... No, they have like probably some algorithm. You know how algorithms are.
You don't think it's like his PIN number or something like that?
For meat violation. It's the only number he could think of on the spot. Like, what should the fine be? We need to plug in a number right now.
2664.
Yeah.
He's like 2664.
It's the only way I will be able to remember that off the top of my head is that it's the same as my PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Smart.
So be careful when you are visiting McDonald's and traveling into Australia. I mean, Danny, how furious would you be though if you were this passenger where it's like, the dog sees something in your bag. Oh, are those Egg McMuffins, sir? Okay, that's a fine.
Yeah.
I would be very upset. And I'm not someone who typically is confrontational, but I would probably argue and be like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I would try my best to be good natured and get out of the fine. But if they were not going to allow me to talk my way out of the fine, I would then
set out
to just ruin the people's day.
This really is an island of criminals.
I'm not even going to learn my lesson because my dad's going to pay the fine for me.
I'm going to have him bring some egg muffins over here. You'll never find them. We're going to wipe them all over doorknobs.
Does it matter where the Egg McMuffins come from?
You think if it was like a croissantwich, that maybe it wouldn't have been as big of a deal?
A croissantwich from Dubai?
Or from Burger King?
Good point.
A croissantwich from Burger King from Dubai to Australia?
Is it just McDonald's meat that is causing hand and foot? I need to be told.
Yeah, so I think it was specifically because it was from Indonesia, because I think that they had an outbreak of foot and mouth disease recently.
Man.
Mm. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Sounds gross.
They had an outbreak that spread to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Who's putting their feet in their mouth?
No, that's not how it works, Danny.
I'm not even that flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could never do that. So I'm not in danger of getting it.
Have any of your kids ever had this disease?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course my kids have.
Recently, yes.
And it's very painful, right?
Yeah. None of your kids had it?
No.
You're like, why is my kid getting all these gross sores on their mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you're like, I don't want to touch my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they have sores on their hands and on their feet?
If I remember correctly... I
remember seeing somewhere that it was quite painful for a child.
I think it depends. Both of my kids recently had gotten it from camp, and one didn't have that much of a problem. And then the other one had it was very, very painful for him. He had a lot of sores in his mouth.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so you don't want this. And if the price you have to pay is stopping people from bringing in McDonald's, then...
Mm-hmm. And my kids love McDonald's also.
Whoa, there's the tie-in. Mm-hmm.
Is this story just dissuading you from ever going to McDonald's again?
Yeah, maybe not airport McDonald's.
In Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we're traveling, we'll have to keep it in mind. Let me ask a question. Okay. I know that yes. Danny would be irate to have gotten this sort of fine at the airport. How upset would you be if you had thrown out a hard drive that had 8,000 Bitcoin?
We've talked about this, remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this guy
yeah.
for years. He's been searching. This is
the guy searching
story.
The dump still?
He's yeah, searching remember, he the thought- dump.
He thought he had found like an archaeologist. He thought he had found the time frame, like he found garbage in the general yeah. time frame, and it was exciting. He was going to make that discovery. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why he's searching so hard now, but yeah, 1,000
times 20,000.
Oh, never mind.
That's is 160 million.
Yeah,
you search. You continue to search.
But it could have been. At its peak, it could have been closer to 500 million.
I think yes. when we covered the story,
he really
yeah,
should
it was
have
like
been searching harder
million.
Like a year ago.
Yeah, it'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so that finally the dump in Newport, South Wales has given him here. Clearance to go through and rummage the landfill that he has bought off the government to the degree that they are going to allow him to start to go through the landfill.
Well, now we all know where this is. Newport landfill site. Why aren't treasure?
Oh, Danny. Here's they only gave him permission. Why aren't other people going there? Because he is going to have security, ongoing security by way of robot dogs.
This is way cheaper.
Is that true?
Explorer. Yeah.
This guy seems like he's doing okay without the $160 million worth of Bitcoin.
I think that everybody is on board for a piece of the action. It's like, okay, a Bitcoin for you, a Bitcoin for you, but I only after I find it.
Yeah.
Is okay. the next Nicolas Cage film going to yeah. be mm-hmm. like exploring a dump and yeah. covering clues that lead
and is
to
it going
to
be called Bitcoin Air?
Could be. That's a good starting
yeah,
point.
This guy is sort of like the Bitcoin leprechaun of like, can you help me find me pot of Bitcoin?
Yeah. Nobody's finding it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely do need a documentary. Why is there not a documentary already?
Oh, there will
guy?
Be. If you because it needs to be concluded. There has to be some kind of closure. They will Somebody, have to find it. And I think that the secret is to let people come and look. You get enough people in there. I think you're going to find it. That's the only way. One man, needle in a haystack, not going to happen.
You think this is going to get found?
No, so, I think that as long as he restricts it to just him, it won't. I think you bring in hordes of treasure hunters.
I don't think he trusts any people. Now, Danny, I think what you're saying, you have some good ideas. Maybe you have like a team of people and then everybody get a strip search at the end of the day. Make sure nobody's yeah. walking out with
like
with
a blood diamond mine yeah. in Africa.
Yeah. All right, let me check your hard drive. Hey, what do you mean?
Well, if the hard drive, why doesn't he just say the hard drive is encrypted 17 different ways? And
maybe
that,
it's not.
Yeah. But if you lie about mm-hmm. it too, and you're convincing enough that you're like, if you come to me with the hard drive, you will get your percentage. If I notice you've meddled with the hard drive, you will get nothing.
By the way, it's been there at the dump since 2013. What are the odds it's recoverable?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Yeah.
He's got nothing else going on, I guess. All right.
Well, he has gotten the backing of a hedge fund to like help him with financing this search for the missing hard drive. Of course, we got the robot dogs.
Yeah. How do you pitch this to the panel when you go in? You're like, hey, have I got an investment opportunity for you?
$160 million. Well, it's probably more than that. It's probably probably, you know, $500 million yeah. is sitting on a hard drive in a dumpster. We only yes. have to find it. Maybe Tyson, should he have gone to Nathan Fielder?
Not bad. That's mm-hmm. not a bad idea. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who's the best at finding stuff. That's who you got
to
get.
You need to assemble a powerful team of people. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you always do is assemble a team. He hasn't even assembled a team. Step one, assemble a team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Rock has got to be on
that. Is he good at finding stuff?
Well, the team will help find stuff. It's like never one man. It's always a group of individuals and their own skills and the things they bring to the table.
They're going to be using AI technology that's going to have like a mechanical arm that's going to filter through the trash.
Get James Cameron on board. He'll develop a special garbage submarine that can go to the depths necessary to retrieve his laptop. Mm-hmm. And then as payment, he gets to have this new technology, the trash bot, the trash marine submarine.
Yeah.
He's not going to find it on his own. This is what I'm trying to say. This is everything I'm trying to point to is like he needs additional people. And yeah, you can't trust people.
Would you go on the mission, Danny?
I am volunteering lots of rope. Get me a helicopter. He can dangle from the helicopter. I'll drag him through the trash. Mm-hmm. And he can have giant magnets stuck to his body.
No, the magnet could wipe the hard drive.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Need metal detectors.
A metal detector. His entire body could be covered in metal detectors, but then there's metal all over.
Need like an X-ray.
He needs people. Mm. He needs manpower.
Yeah. They believe the search is going to take 9 to 12 months.
Oh, really? Oh, well, they've narrowed it down 9 to 12 months. Yeah. He's been doing this for 9 years?
Okay. But they never had permission to search the landfill.
Well, then what has he been doing since 2013?
Trying to get permission to search the landfill.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I read he had been searching through the
landfill. Maybe he had been, maybe just by himself.
Yeah.
Now he's getting
dogs, robot dog permits.
Yes. So, all right. We'll keep you posted.
I'm excited. Well, I'm excited to hear 12 months from now that he found it. Good for him.
Okay. All right. Danny, let's... talk about, how about this story? Now, I know that you are not a Sprite guy. You're a Mountain Dew guy, but maybe this could be Mountain Dew adjacent news because Sprite has announced that it is retiring green plastic bottles that it's had for over 60 years.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I read recently that Mountain Dew is outlawed in certain countries. Now, I already knew Mountain Dew is outlawed in certain countries because supposedly it contains a chemical used for cleaning carpets.
Yes.
I think maybe even we covered this story. Now, I've read a new article that says it's banned in even more countries because it contributes to short-term memory loss. So
you have a great memory.
I know, but what if I'm damaging it by overdoing it with the dew?
Overdoing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you think
that
your short-term memory used to be better?
Could have been. Which is nibbling away. I need a new drink. And obviously it can't
be Sprite. What was the first thing we talked about today? Give us a whole recap of the podcast.
Without looking at the list of stories... Well, we just talked about the robot dog, but the first story
was what?
Don't know.
It's been Egg McMuffins, Danny. Egg McMuffins smuggling.
That memory has been destroyed. Okay. The Mountain Dew particles have gone into that part of my brain and broken those connections, destroyed the synapse.
Wow.
So now I need a new beverage. Sounds like Sprite's not going to be it, though, because that green bottle is very Pavlovian, right? Like you see the bottle and you thirst for Sprite.
Well, how's the long-term memory, Danny?
Even worse. I don't remember anyone from high school.
Oh, me neither.
Okay, is that pretty common?
I think if you just don't think about them, then you forget them.
Well, could that be the rule for everything in long-term?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you don't access the memories recently enough, then you lose them.
I live in the future and the present, and I refuse to live in the past, so my long-term memory is non-existent.
That's why you have to have Tyson always in your life to remind you of your past stories. Yeah.
Tyson, who is this guy again?
This is Brad Fulchek from college. You used to hang out with him. And go to his
Shout out Brad Fulchek.
I swear that's like a race car driver name. And you used to go to his apartment and play Halo and go to Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
Yes. That
I would be very helpful.
Yeah.
I would love to have an assistant. That's what I always envisioned Google Glasses doing for me. like mm-hmm. giving you that long-term memory. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Sprite, let's go back to the green bottles because this is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. No more green bottles for Sprite. Now, that they are saying that it is a part of becoming more environmentally responsible because the green plastic bottles contain a chemical that cannot be recycled. They're trying to reduce plastic waste. And so they're going with a clear bottle. I had thought at first that maybe they were trying to make it more refreshing, Tyson, in a clear bottle, like a clear Pepsi.
It does look refreshing in its new bottle. Look at that new bottle.
Yes.
Makes me want to drink.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the clear bottles with Sprite, except for wasn't Diet Sprite always in a clear bottle?
Yes. And I know that because my kids just had a bunch.
So that's going to throw me off a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, if Mountain Dew goes clear, are you out?
Well, since I'll forget about the short-term memory loss chemical in Mountain Dew, I'll probably start buying it again here as soon as I forget about the article.
But to me, I feel like that they should already be in a clear bottle because that, right?
It is green. Yes, that is
It is already green. Sprite is clear.
Now, great point about that. There's no need. And what if that green is an environmental problem? That's an easy ditch. Mm-hmm. Don't even need to put together a team to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Mountain Dew's color just so gross, Danny, that they need to obfuscate it?
It is the color of comic book toxic waste. And we talked about that. That might be off-putting to some people if they saw the actual color. Some of the Mountain Dew flavors do come in clear bottles with just a colored label. Mm-hmm. So they're already doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So be on the lookout there, but Sprite is going to not be in some clear plastic bottles. Okay.
What about this?
Yes.
Remove all the labels.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have to guess. So everything's in a clear plastic bottle.
That would be exciting.
Is this bottled water or is this a Sprite?
Sprite.
Everything. Yeah. I thought you were saying every drink.
Every drink. Yeah. Every drink that comes in a clear plastic bottle removes the label to be even more environmentally friendly.
Right.
And
is this Crystal Pepsi or vodka?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. See? Mm-hmm.
It'd be like Jelly Bellies.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Okay.
Very exciting.
All right. Tyson, want to get you to weigh in on this story where a dispute between pickleball players and tennis players
had to
lead to calling in the authorities.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a fight, Tyson?
But it is like, imagine the year 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Snowboarders versus skiers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine the year 1995. Mountain bikers versus road bikers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's what's happening right now is tennis purists are sick of pickleball players taking over their courts, even though nobody's using the courts if we're being.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's happening.
This happened in San Diego back on Thursday, July 30th, when there were 14 people that were at the Peninsula Tennis Clubhouse, pickleball players. They dismissed warnings by the club manager, Duncan DePue, that the club was a tennis only facility. And they went to the tennis court and they set up two temporary pickleball nets displacing the tennis members, and the police arrived by 4:30.
That's a crime. That's very similar. That's even worse than the sausage egg McMuffin.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but also it is exactly like snowboarders getting on snow hills.
Going to Alta. Ooh, yes. Can we snowboard here? Because we don't want you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what this is. But,
and they sue, actually.
Yeah. So I mean, there is a different sound and all this stuff. So it is interesting, but I think that the tennis club is fighting a battle it currently will not win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The police, they got there at 4:30. They were able to persuade the pickleballers to leave, but not until they played on the court for approximately 40 minutes.
They persuaded. That's so nice of them to just persuade. They didn't go in with tasers out, batons swinging.
The police said, you have to leave. Not until we finish our game. Then we'll leave.
Maybe the police were pickleballers. Mm-hmm. So they had pickleball sympathies.
Everybody is a pickleballer. That's so right. There's definitely a pickleball sympathizer amongst the cops somewhere there.
So
I see firefighters all the time out playing.
And is there a rivalry between the police pickleball players and the firefighting pickleball players?
Naturally. I haven't seen police officers playing pickleball, but I see the fire trucks at the courts quite often.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So the pickleball players' argument is that the tennis club did not have a special use permit. And so that therefore they argued that the tennis courts constituted public space that anyone could use.
Ooh.
So they did their homework.
Sounds like they have a lawyer on the crew there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have pickleball has a lot of old professionals playing it.
Correct.
So they've got lawyers with time on their hands looking for ways to wiggle themselves onto a tennis court and, just take it over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they claimed the club says they now have a signed permit from the city to deter further incidents like this one. And they're considering indefinitely banning all those who participated that they can identify due to their disruptive behavior. These are disruptors, Tyson.
They are. That's what I'm saying, dude. Pickleball is the Wild West currently, and that's just how it's going to be, filled with rebels and rapscallions.
Disrupting the tennis industry.
Disrupting.
Yeah.
The norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to just be like, pigeonholed into a thing that you think we are. We're fucking pickleballers. Right, Danny?
I don't play pickleball. That was kind of aggressive for me. But I do see where this is going, and it's a world of pickleball, not tennis. Uh-huh. Tennis will still have its peeps, but it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. I drove past a tennis court I've been driving by for 20 years, and it's this very fancy tennis court in Northern California. Uh-huh. Every summer I drive by it, it's sunk into the ground. I always look at it because it's so cool. Drove by it this year, and guess what?
Pickleball.
It was pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you have that old airstrip on one of the properties up there? You could put
put 100 pickleballs on there. But
Has Matt ever landed anything on there?
No, he's never even flown there. But that's how the guy passed away.
We
bought that property from. I think he crashed his ultralight.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
Danny.
It might be good to, maybe for safety's sake, go to some airports and turn them into pickleball courts.
Yeah. That's what you think?
Maybe.
So
We're currently fighting this battle, and I don't really pay attention to pickleball, but my Google feed is always filled with pickleball confrontation. There's a lot of confrontation in the world of pickleball.
Right have now. You fought your first tennis player, Tyson?
I haven't. I am passionate about pickleball, but not so passionate that I will fight.
Do you want to call out any tennis players in the audience right now?
Yeah. Rafael Nadal.
Go right to the top.
Yeah, what's his problem?
He wishes he was me.
And by the way, he will probably play if he doesn't already play pickleball in the future when he's too slow to be a professional tennis player.
Mm-hmm. He could, but right now there's not enough money.
No, I'm not saying professionally.
Yeah, just for
I'm
fun.
Saying just recreationally.
Yeah, most probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here is a study that was done. Okay. 2,000 people were surveyed. And
Perfect number.
According to this story, they found that 1 in 4 people would dump their date for ordering boneless chicken wings. Now, there was two ways to read this. At first, I thought that, that if you had a date, you would, if they offered you that, would you continue this date or would you like boneless chicken wings? 1 in 4 would say, hey, I will dump the date. Give me boneless chicken wings.
Yeah, that, I'm in that camp.
I
don't need to get
boned. One in four people would dump the person they were with if they ordered boneless chicken wings.
Hmm.
Tyson, bone or boneless? Do you love a good bone?
Mm-hmm. Or no, I'm mostly boneless. My daughters actually like bone in. They like the chicken leg. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy because you'd think kids want simplicity, right?
Why? Yeah, but there's something
barbaric about holding a big old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love that.
My kids are kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's that. Although I took them to a wing restaurant and bought them chicken legs once and they didn't eat any of them. I'm like, oh, come on. And so then I had to eat 17 chicken legs.
And you're like, I'm a bone guy.
No, I'm bone out, but I can do either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can do either, of course, but it's just, it seems like the future is boneless.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The future seems boneless for sure, but people take their wings very seriously. That's why, according to these 2,000 people surveyed, one in four would not go on a second date with someone who thinks that boneless wings are the same as traditional wings.
It says here that it talks about people licking their fingers. That mm-hmm. would be a date killer for me. I know that's not in the survey, but if someone ordered, I wouldn't care if Liz and I were dating, she got bone or boneless, whatever. But if she started licking her fingers afterwards, mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boneless are cleaner. I think if you're going on a date, you need boneless. You can't have bone in to eat that on a early date. No.
Yeah, Tyson. So for the 44% of these people say that boneless wings are actual wings. So 56% of people say that boneless wings are not even actual wings, but 38% would tease someone they know for ordering them instead of bone in wings. Let's say guys trip. We go to B-dubs. Okay.
Okay.
I order the boneless wings. Are you guys going to make fun of me? Are you going to tease me?
Never, never.
I wouldn't.
I would be like, can I have some of those?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. I'm not going to tease you, Rob. You know that.
I mean,
you're safe.
I never didn't really think of it like that. But now if I was like, you know, I don't have like friends that I go to B-dubs with, but if I did, I'd have to say like, do you want those wings bone in or bone? Give me bone in.
Bone in.
Who knew? There's so many landmines like this socially that exist that you don't even know. You're just walking through this field, you know, skipping through life. And
you have to,
all of a sudden you step on one of these in front of a friend who cares and boom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I've explained this on the challenge that I'm currently on TV. I don't know how many people knew that mm-hmm. here. But you have to assume every single pet peeve that someone could ever have about anything in life and avoid all of that while you're living in a house like this with people.
So getting to know someone is slowly chipping away at potential peeves and discovering whether or not they have those, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but like on the challenge, when you go in this new environment with 30 people who all need a reason to vote you out, you have to assume that every single pet peeve that has ever existed is existing in this house of 30 people. So you're like, okay, I can't have bone in, I can't have bone out. So now I have to avoid all of those, either of those. Correct. Don't chew with your mouth open. Don't chew crunchy food. Your bed. You have to,
make your bed.
Some people, that's a big issue. Do your dishes. You have to.
You should always do your dishes.
Yeah. You can't have stinky breath ever. Also true. So you're brushing your teeth.
Hard to avoid. It's hard to know when you have stinky breath, right?
Correct. But I mean, mm-hmm. if you brush your teeth enough times, you avoid that a mm-hmm. little bit. And so like every single thing, like don't show your naked feet. Don't do like so much stuff.
Don't
is just one of those, one more of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're being real straight though, boneless wings are just chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
With sauce, though.
I don't consider them wings at all. Sauce,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely not wings.
They're not wings. Yeah. A wing has bones.
Buffalo wing has so many falses in the title. It's not buffalo. It's not a wing.
Mm-hmm.
It is boneless.
Mm-hmm.
So one truth, two lies. You hope. That's what's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're great. I love them. I had some last night.
Boneless
wings. Yeah. So if I'm out, I'm going to say, you know, I'll have the boneless wings and
no to the bone.
Yeah. And yeah, hold the bone and also hold the side of toxic masculinity too, please.
Yeah. So are you going to get a
bone?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to, should we get some merch that
I would like some wings, hold the bone, mm-hmm. please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, those aren't wings. Well, yeah. I've seen research. Yeah.
You can keep the wet naps and the toxic masculinity.
OMG in the chat's onto something. Mm-hmm. Hold the bone. Ken bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was Ken's problem. He was holding the bone too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that's what he was doing.
I don't like anything that makes my hands messy. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'll even same eat here. With a knife and fork.
Yep.
And so,
and French fries
and French fries. I'll sometimes eat with a fork too. I feel like that's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all in on the boneless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also feel like, I feel like the ordering wings, what a minefield. Cause I don't like them super hot either. And I don't like most sauces either.
And some of the sauces sog up the wings rather than keep mm-hmm. the crisp on them. So mm-hmm. like there's a lot to like, unpack, dude.
So I feel like that if I get no bone and then also like, not that hot, and like, I feel like the people are making a lot of judgments.
Yeah.
And
imagine
the
you go to
kind of soggy based on the mm-hmm. sauce you got on it. And then you're like, oh dang.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you go to some peace summit, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting down with, you know, the opposite of you is some aggressive leader you're trying to
forge
a peace mm-hmm. with, and you pull a faux pas and you order the wrong kind of wings, wars back on. It's just so difficult to navigate this world with all these people. That's why robots would be so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think robots would be easy in that you know
the rules. Yeah.
But you could get decimated.
Oh my God.
At any moment, I could be incinerated.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I wouldn't be embarrassed when I made the wrong choice at dinner.
And everybody talked about it after you left.
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, did you see?
Yeah. But Danny, you've eaten a ghost pepper.
I know. And my kids, I've done lots of things for my kids, but that's one of the few things they always mention to their friends. He's had a ghost pepper.
Like, is that true?
Yeah. They talk about it all the time. And actually I do get a lot of credit from my kids' friends when they hear that.
Your dad is cool.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I thought your dad was a total loser. I
thought he was a boneless wing eater.
I thought he was a bone out guy. Nope. Had a ghost pepper.
So wait, are you talking about the same ghost pepper we did at the live event years ago?
Yes. It is like, what, you know how kids cling on to memories that to you just don't make any sense. Yeah. That is they weren't even there. That is a memory that they have just clung to and they repeat still.
Wow.
Probably they've told the story within the last 2 weeks to someone. My dad had a ghost pepper. Whoa, really?
It's so good.
Dude, they don't even care that I could bench press like 100 pounds.
Dude,
ghost pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's impressive too, but ghost pepper, come on.
I know.
And you had like two little nibbles of it. You're pretty good.
Yeah. They don't need to know.
No one needs to know how much I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a nibble of it too.
Yeah.
I think I did.
Well, it's been so long. Yeah.
Tell people.
You can just say you did.
I just want Danny's kids to be proud of me too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
how many Scoville do you bench?
Tyson, they were proud of. They had a Tyson story they told for a long time.
Broken ankle.
No.
Oh.
Although actually, the birthday party with the ice cream that didn't show up or did show up.
Oh, it didn't show up.
Didn't show up. That scarred my children for at least a year or two. And they talked about the ice cream that never showed up at Tyson's party.
Mm-hmm.
It was Bergen's 1 year birthday party. And I organized an ice cream truck to come to the party and just sling ice creams.
Yeah.
And the truck never showed up.
Oh no.
So many disappointed kids.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
Nothing. Although there was another ice cream truck up there where we were, and I should have just hired that one on the spot. Just been like, hey, just stay here. I'll pay for all the ice creams. But, people were full and it was fine anyways, but it would have been better with the ice cream. Would have been fun.
Yeah. I went to a wedding this weekend and the biggest hit at the wedding was, I travel too, Danny. Biggest hit at the wedding was, they said, if everybody directs their attention outside, Mr. Softy is here. The whole building. It was like, there's a fire, everyone out. People in a beeline ran right outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Pushing grandmas down, trampling
Mr.
children.
Softy is here.
Wow. Yeah. We have an ice cream truck that sits outside Bergen's Elementary School every once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is like so genius.
He knows on what side his bread is buttered. It's like, yes. Dude, I don't go anywhere else. I wake up at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Drive straight to the school, make $10,000 and then go back.
Exactly. Well, they do. I think it's a she.
Okay.
She's probably at a different elementary school every day of the week, but she's consistently there on like Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Why don't more,
it's just genius.
Ice cream trucks do that. I haven't seen that at any of the schools here. Maybe they've outlawed it. Like no ice cream truck within and 5 miles.
No Choco Tacos still.
Yeah, that's right. Although I did read somewhere that another company was going to pick up the slack, kind of like what we talked about with Bimbo, and that they were looking into making a Choco Taco ripoff.
Yep. Yeah. My wife said that my son had a Choco Taco and he said he loved it. I said, well, too bad.
Too late.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss. What is it better to have loved a Choco Taco or to never have loved at all?
It's never have loved at all.
Really? I've never had one. No. Do you think I'm better off never having
one? Yeah, you and I are better off never having had one because now we don't know what we're missing.
Rob lives with a little bit of sting every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's painful. Danny.
But it will make you stronger.
For sure. No doubt. I mean, I have to balance out the boneless wings. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole for this week?
Let's go, guys.
Okay. Together. Last week, Danny had no bolt hole, had to share a personal anecdote. Let's find out if he has a story or has to share another personal story this week in Danny's bolt hole.
And this time it has to be something sexually embarrassing.
Yeah.
I actually have a couple stories. One will be a partner story to something we talked about earlier, and that was about parents just getting it on. Now their kids have gone to summer camp.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I also found almost a couple of days after we talked about that, another story that talks about how parents are flooding to conferences, work conferences, to get away from their kids. So if you can't get your kid to camp, the next best thing is to volunteer to go to a work conference.
Mm-hmm.
And this story uses tons of data to back up its findings. That's like 4 or 5 anecdotes from parents.
Yes.
And I'm like, this probably existed before the pandemic that parents would go to work conferences. I think parents in general tried to get away and use work as an excuse to not have to take care of kids.
Tyson, do you consider your pickleball matches and meetups, are those work conferences?
Yes.
Oh, okay. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
For sure. So Tyson knows how it feels to escape with the conference.
It is true. I'm going to Pittsburgh this week, tomorrow.
For a work conference.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. Yeah, for a work conference.
For a conference. Mm-hmm. Good. The other thing is, and we didn't talk about this, this is another bolt hole, is the world's shortest day.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, we all should have seen that. We didn't even know it happened, right? It happened on June 29th.
Mm-hmm.
The articles didn't come out until a day or two ago.
Yeah.
Made me believe that that was the shortest day, but it was actually, I don't know if it takes a while to run the numbers, but June 29th was the shortest day, and people are jumping on this story, declaring that this could be a sign of coming doom for the world.
Why is just June like 29th the shortest day?
1.59 milliseconds shorter.
Yeah. And so what? That It sounds a little like, because I was like, okay, what
in the southern hemisphere?
No, that the world spun around, that the fastest it's ever been recorded on that day. And some people say, like, wait, hold on, is the Earth spinning faster and faster, like a carousel that's out of control?
Yeah, if we get a trillionth of a second faster every year, then. In
a billion years, people will be flying off.
In 500 trillion years, in 500 trillion years, we'll be squashed to the ground by gravity because it's spinning. I mean, so
let
fast.
It get faster a second a year.
Yeah,
we'll be fine.
Not even 1.59 milliseconds. So short.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe on a global shorter scale, that makes a difference.
Yeah,
but I like to picture people.
It does
just
feel
flying
like
off into space.
The days have been going by faster.
Yeah. Have you noticed any wild animals that are really sensitive to that type of thing, getting dizzy or anything?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, wobble legs.
I haven't noticed. I'll pay more attention, though.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just thought that was interesting. That was in the bolt hole, just if we didn't cover it on News AF.
And we didn't.
I know. I was kind of surprised. It seemed like, for sure, world's shortest day was going to make it. Now, for some a local news story.
That day was a short king.
Go on, short king.
Yeah, that's just that's term gets thrown around.
Does it short
king?
Yeah,
K-I-N-G.
I've never even heard that. What is that?
I think you only hear it if you're short.
Yeah, well, they talk about all the short kings out there,
like the Napoleon complex.
Like
Lord Farquaad. a lot of guys out there on dating apps and people are some are considered short kings.
You know what? This isn't a bolt hole story, but my brother-in-law shared a story with me about what women want in a guy. And it turns out that women only want men, at least in all the women surveyed, over 6'2". Like,
in a vacuum.
I know. Well, so they really, it was like 6'2", up to 7 feet. Women wanted a guy who was 7 feet tall more than they wanted a guy who was 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever met a 7 foot tall guy? Your clothes shopping for him is going to be a nightmare. Flying coach is going to be a nightmare. I mean, making love, you have to be a geometry master to figure out all those angles.
Danny, you sound like someone who's 5'10".
I am 5'10". I was super offended by this stupid thing. I'm like, that's crazy. Over 6'2"?
I'm over 6'2".
I already booked my ticket to Russia to have my legs lengthened. So you do that thing where they cut your muscle, your bones, and stretch them out slowly as they
bone
heal.
Bone out, yeah.
I'm getting my bone in. So
is that really a thing that they do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They over a period of 3 months, they slowly stretch your legs out as they heal. And it can get you up to, it still wouldn't bring me up to the most desirable height, but it can get you an inch or two.
If you did it twice?
Supposedly it is a miserable process. Mm-hmm. You are bedridden for months. Mm-hmm. So what you gain in height, you lose in mass
and life
And I still probably wouldn't even be able to dunk a basketball, which is the ultimate goal for every guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what I wanted to talk about though is it's fire season, unfortunately. You would think that when fire season starts out here in the West, because it's so dry, and I should not take it for granted that people would know that it's just so prone to fire out here, because a lot of places have tons of water, right? Mm-hmm. You go, I'm guessing the East Coast probably has lots of water.
Flooding.
But in the West, it is just a tinderbox, and it's hard to really grasp how dry it is without coming out here, but it's dry. And so I always
How dry is it?
Tyson, out and instantly you're like a prune.
Yeah.
The boogers harden in your nose instantly.
Yep.
Your eyes become difficult to blink. It's a different world. And you would think that living in this environment would make people less prone to play with fire. But a local man, only maybe 20 miles to the south, just started a fire when he lit a spider on fire with his cigarette lighter, and it ran into the grass and started a huge mountain on fire.
And he confessed to this?
He did confess. I bet you can figure out why he or how it was he confessed. He was high. or drunk. He was on some kind of truth serum because they saw him running away with his dog and it was easy to apprehend him and then even easier to get out of him what had happened.
Story.
And he said he saw a spider. I don't know if he was scared of it, but he set it on fire and then that spider wreaked revenge on humanity by setting the mountain on fire.
I can tell you what's going to be hard to get out of him.
The money
that we need to fine him.
Yeah. So we know what the fine is for bringing Egg McMuffins into Australia. What is the fine for setting a 40-acre fire?
You get the bill. You get the bill for the putting the fire out.
I can't even imagine. So this is a relatively small fire. The fire in California currently is at what, like 50,000 acres? That's huge. This is a 40-acre fire, but they still brought out three different fire departments.
Yeah.
They have a helicopter dumping water. Mm-hmm. So my guess is that this is a couple hundred thousand dollar fire at least. And this guy,
he's going to work that off.
Just judging from like his whole vibe, my guess is that he'll be working the rest of his life and maybe not even make a dent in that.
He's going to have a bunch of kids so that they can carry on the debt. And
Number one reason to have kids, at least in the old world, was to make sure they could run the farm and pay your debts. And that's what he's going to have to do.
Okay.
I just like, come on, dude. This is fire season. It's so hot. You shouldn't even have anything capable of creating fire.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't even sell cigarette lighters in the summer here. Definitely nothing that my kids get a hold of cigarette lighters and Bean Boys.
What are Bean Boys?
Bean Boys.
Oh, Bean Boys.
To light stuff on fire. I caught my boys burning stuff on the side of my house. What are you doing? You'll be working for years to pay that off.
Yeah, that's why these kids are so impressed. You ate the ghost pepper, the hottest thing known to man.
Yeah.
How are they going to top that?
All these pyromaniacs as kids.
Their expectation. Now they are like, my dad expects me to be better than a ghost pepper. You know, eating a ghost pepper, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a spider and you really need to kill it, which if it's outside, probably don't need. But I mean, use the old fashioned foot.
Right.
Less likely to start a fire.
Or tissue paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or tissue paper.
I think, that's unfortunate for this man. So he probably could just get jail time and not pay a fine or pay him less of a fine or something. I don't know how these things work, but
I know you go to court because I remember an Oregon fire kind of paying attention to this. The judge decides, probably based on your income. But even then, they find these kids who had started a fire by throwing smoke bombs into a forest. It was something like $2 million. I mean, that kid's never going to pay it back. Parents are never going to pay it back.
Right.
I mean, let's be realistic. This guy, if you're going to fine him, a realistic amount is probably like whatever he can get for his bodily fluids for the next 10 years.
Yeah, or organs. I feel like organs are probably the most valuable thing.
So what? Like, what are you getting for a kidney these days? $20,000?
I mean, that liver, seems cheap.
Does it seem cheap?
So you think that this guy should have to donate? If he's healthy, the fine should be donated.
I'm just putting some ideas on the table.
So when you look at someone's net worth, and we actually, Rob brings up a great point. When you're looking at a person's net worth, we never include their organs.
That's true. What's the most important thing is your health, Tyson.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have one eye I could give away. I have one kidney I could give away.
Right.
So bring that up with your accountant when he's like accumulating your overall wealth. You're like a house, cars, and then be like, dude, don't forget, I have a pretty good kidney.
Yep.
I have a ton of blood and semen.
Bone marrow. I don't think anybody is looking for his
plasma. Great knees.
So wrong. There is a need for both those fluids, Rob.
Yeah.
Really great knees.
I don't know if anybody wants his spawn.
Oh, not him. I'm saying Tyson's net worth.
Oh, well, like, Tyson. Yes. Sure.
Don't forget, he's got all these valuable assets that I think accountants are ignoring.
Many parents would love to have Tyson seed at their disposal.
Huh. Yeah. So anyway, guys, just don't do it. All right. Yeah. Just don't take out the flame. Do it.
Okay.
Danny, what's coming up for you?
I just put out an episode on Mediocre Amateur. I'm getting
close. Should I get on there and start commenting more on your stuff?
People my fans on Mediocre are super nice.
Yeah.
But one thing they do point out is my pronunciation,
lack of self-awareness,
grammar, self-awareness. Oh. Yeah. Like I didn't know someone commented, and I don't read comments just in case you wanted to know. I never read comments on anything I ever post.
He read anywhere. One comment one time. And this is what it was.
I can't live with that anxiety. No. So other people tell me, and Chase told me recently that a couple of people had commented on my use of the word permit. So I said, oh, we went to Rainier and we've got a permit to climb Rainier, right? I didn't know there's two ways to pronounce permit, and how you pronounce it makes a big difference. Mm. Did you guys?
No.
So I'm probably still going to get it wrong, because even when Chase explained it to me, I didn't fully understand it. So it's permit and permit. And I don't remember the difference, but there is one, and people commented and it became a thing.
Wow.
And so.
Yeah. Permit is the allowance to go in somewhere, and will you
permit?
Like verb. Yes, like that. Did Mitt Romney say that you could go? Like, you know, so but permit, we were allowed to go there.
Oh yeah, per Mitt Romney,
you
were allowed to go there.
It's just like
he's in charge of Utah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm posting a new video. We'll see what
is the new video all about. Permit and. Permit.
No, luckily I did not have to see. I can't remember it. Luckily I did not have to get a permit to climb this mountain, but I'm getting, then the next week I'll be posting. I'm a couple episodes away from the lightning episode that I discussed last week.
That's what we want.
Danny, I was watching TikTok yesterday and it was like, basically it was describing like, okay, if this happens to you, you are about to like duck and cover because you're about to get hit by lightning, but you didn't.
Oh, and it described what happened to me?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like, yeah.
Oh, there was nowhere to duck and cover. I hid behind a rock, but rocks do conduct electricity. Mm-hmm. And so all it would have done is maybe soften the blow from nature's hammer, but still would have caused damage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably blown a limb off.
But if you got struck by lightning and you ate a ghost pepper, imagine how much cooler you would be to your kids' friends.
Dude.
If I survived... Although what I've read is when you get struck by lightning, it changes you.
Yeah, you're not the same.
You get powers. You are
not the same person.
But understandably slow. I mean, imagine the things you could have seen with your mind's eye in that moment that you got struck by lightning.
Yeah. It's like
lobotomy. Like taking ayahuasca 10 trillion times over.
Yeah. Or like a lobotomy done with hot electricity. Rather than a hanger up your nose. Mm.
Do you think, Rob, so let's say Daddy got struck by lightning.
Right.
How long would we have to keep him on as our third co-host before we can let him go?
Just boy. A couple of weeks, I think.
Talk about it amongst yourselves. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, after the show. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what I have coming up. Just more videos. Hopefully I'll get out this week and do something cool. But
all right. Tyson, what's next for you?
I'm going to be in Pittsburgh, leaving
work conference
tomorrow night for work conference. I'll be at a conference center there right in downtown Pittsburgh playing pickleball, hanging out at the Gamma Pickleball Classic. You can come meet me. I'll be there all day Friday and all day Saturday. There is a meet and greet Saturday afternoon. You can look on my social media for that.
Tennis players better not mess with you.
Oh, yeah. Do you send out like tennis players not welcome?
Colleen came and visited me last year. Sounds like she's going to be in town again. She does a family get together every year in that area.
Oh, like Danny's family does.
At the same time that I'm in Pittsburgh for the Gamma Classic. And then tomorrow, the Challenge USA with Canadians and filmed in Argentina. And that will, you can follow my coverage of everything going on from my perspective after on the Ringer.
The only perspective
that matters.
Yeah.
And then, that's it.
Yeah.
Throwing the opening pitch at the Diamondbacks game.
Way cool.
It's exciting.
Next Tuesday.
I always think that would be nerve wracking.
You don't throw a baseball well.
Yeah. Do you throw a baseball well? You practice throwing a baseball? When was the last time you threw a baseball?
I threw an opening pitch at the Buzz game in Salt Lake, like 6 years ago.
How well did you do?
Probably just high. I threw like a...
You want to throw it high. That's what they say.
100%.
Yeah. So they come to you before and the catcher or whoever's catching the ball for you says, if you put it in the dirt, I'm not diving for it. So you put it high. And so they tell you to put it high. And so I put it upper strike zone, maybe just high of strike zone. And, but I got it across the plate and I stood all the way back onto the mound. I didn't take the route of standing in front of the mound.
I think I could do it because I do throw quite a bit, you know, just random things, but it just, every time I watch a video of someone doing it, I am nervous for them, especially doing like a big game. Like a Yankees game.
Well, now I'm nervous. Like, I wasn't nervous before. I was confident in my throwing abilities.
I mean, Tyson, if you...
They're not playing the Yankees.
If you do a bad throw, it will be shown. If you can do a bad throw, just make it the worst throw ever.
Yeah. Yeah, but that might be a good way to like really get, you know, if you have a good throw, nobody will ever hear about it except for the people in the that, you know, are already your fans. Have a bad enough throw, everybody will hear about it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think people are purposely throwing bad throws around?
I don't think it's been done because every bad throw I've seen looked very much like they were trying to throw a good throw.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and throw a good throw, but if it turns bad, there's a silver lining.
If at the last moment you're like, this is going to be bad. Just,
like, if you could somehow throw the pitch and then have it like hit yourself, hit like in a sensitive area.
In the nuts.
Maybe even if you have a good throw, but maybe like your follow through, like you whale yourself in a sensitive area.
Yeah. If you can hit anyone in the nuts, by default, you've just made a viral video. So if you feel it going awry as you go through the motion, just find a pair of nuts, whether it's your own or someone else's, because that will guarantee a fail rail,
on Sports
a
fail Center.
Wheel, or a
it's true.
Blooper wheel. Well,
and this comes full circle, too, because Arizona is playing Pittsburgh. So I come from Pittsburgh, maybe on the same flight.
See. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. So check that out for Tyson. That will be before or after this next episode of News AF. It's going to be the night of the next episode.
The night of.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we'll check in with Tyson in 1 week's time to see how he's doing heading into throwing out the first pitch. And, of course, check out everything else we're doing over on Rob Has a Podcast. Lots of great stuff with Big Brother and much more at robhaswebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We'll be back next Tuesday for more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.